Father, we thank you. We give you praises this morning for all you have done for us. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace that we enjoy every day. We thank you for the abundance of your grace that is upon our lives. Father, we've come to say thank you. We give you praises. We honor you. We magnify you. We say you are the Almighty God. Father, accept our thanks and praises in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, your children this morning, we've come to give thanks to you for all you have done for us, for our family, for our children, for the student among us. Father, we are grateful. Lord, accept our thanks and praises in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we declare this morning that the shout of joy, the sight of joy will not depart from our homes in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, the thing that you have done, Father, we will always have more to give thanks to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you, choir. God bless you. And we want to thank God again for the time of prayer and fasting, like Debo said earlier. 21 days. I remember in January when we were told that we will be having second leg of the prayer and fasting, and many of us were saying, why second leg? After all, we've done 50 days. And now we have another second leg. And then we thought it's going to be 30 days, but along the line, it was changed to 21 days. But thank God for his faithfulness. At the church, we agreed that we are going to miss one day. So we missed one day on the 14th because we went on picnic. And those of us who were at the picnic, and we decided to break our fast that day because that's what the church, the instruction from the church. We have one day left, and that is today. And we thank God because today is Sunday. We started on Sunday. We are ending on Sunday. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So our miracle will be perfected in Jesus' name. And because we are concluding the fasting today, and thank God, we are celebrating our graduate. There's a refreshment that has been brought by our daddy and our mommy. So you are free after the service to enjoy yourself to Mary and give thanks to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I mean, it is not a sin for us to eat and dance because the Bible says, rejoice with those who are rejoicing. It's time to rejoice. And our own time of rejoicing will surely come in Jesus' name. My time of rejoicing will surely come in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 In Jesus' mighty name. Today, we, by God's grace, we've been looking at so many things since the beginning of this year. The theme for the year is the year of open doors. That was our theme for the year. We started by looking at open doors. We call it years of open doors. I mean, year 2018 is our year of open doors. And in between now, I mean then and now, we've gone through a series of messages related to open doors. Some are not related. Some are in different direction. But I believe in all these meetings, the Almighty God has spoken to every one of us. And I remember on the 31st of December 2017 when I preached here, we talked about wisdom for a prosperous tomorrow. That was the topic. That was the last Sunday of the year 2017. And we discussed wisdom for a prosperous tomorrow. And we itemized some of the things that we need to do for us to have a prosperous 2018. 2018, we spent half of the year. We are left with just, let's say, 5 months more. And if nothing has happened, if you felt that, no, we've declared years of open doors, but it seems I've not experienced open doors, I'm telling you, it's not too late. Because our God will never be late. No matter the situation, we remember the story of Lazarus. When Lazarus was dead, the Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 12, the Bible says, John chapter 11, sorry. John chapter 11. The Bible says Lazarus was dead for 4 days. And Jesus came, he raised him from the dead. And that is what God can do. That tells us that our God will never leave. No matter the situation, God is still there on the throne. And the remaining part of the year, God will definitely visit us in a wonderful way and in a glorious way in the mighty name of Jesus. He will give us a new song. He will give us a new testimony. He will perfect everything that concerns us in Jesus' name. Last 2 weeks also, we trying to look at Soldiers for Christ. We look at that in depth. We started the upper week, and last week also we look at what are the things that we must do as Christian soldiers. I'm not going to be repeating that, and I believe the Lord has spoken to every one of us, but there's one challenge that always comes to my mind. And each time I think about it, we've had a lot of messages this year. The question we need to ask ourselves is, what am I doing with all these messages? What am I doing with these messages? We've had messages on Wednesday, during prayer meeting, on Sundays as well. And this morning, we are trying to look at few things. I mean, in the workers' meeting, we started looking at few things that are related to workers. And during this Sunday school, we also look at few things on honoring your leader. And I was thinking to myself, the best way anybody can honor me, even as a pastor, as a minister, as head of department, is not about what you are giving me. I mean, in this church, thank God for every one of us, we've been so faithful. People have given me clothes, like I've mentioned several times. People have given me food. People have given me so many things. So I don't think that we really need anything so to say. It's not because we lack, it's not because we don't have, but because of the love. People have done all these things. But I think the greatest thing you can give me is when I come to church and I see all members of Amazing Grace in the church. That is the greatest thing. That will be my greatest joy. If I come to church on Wednesday and I can see every one of us. If I come on Friday and you are there. If we call on Sunday and you are there. That's the greatest thing. That's the greatest joy. Because I will say to myself, yes, the church is marching on. The people are developing spiritually. They are developing physically. It is not Sunday that we really want to see. We want to see everybody during the Wednesday, during the prayer meetings, and on Sundays as well. That will be great. That will be wonderful. But the greatest thing you can give us as leaders is your attendance, is you coming to fellowship with brethren. That will really encourage us. That will help us to do the work the more. When you are preparing, you know, people will definitely come to listen to what God is putting into your mind. Sometimes you prepare some things, God has given you messages, and you come here, you find that it is the same set of people. Like on Friday, we had Night Fiji. Only very few people of us were there. We know it was a busy week, but God will help us, and God will open doors for us. The remaining part of this year, any doors that has not been opened, the Almighty God will open it for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Briefly this morning, we will be looking at mastery of communication. Mastery of communication. Master, then R-Y. I mean, Y at the back. Mastery of communication. That's what I want to do. Be talking about this morning, and we've read the book of Numbers chapter 14 from verses 1 to 38. One of the tools that we can use to unlock doors is communication. Communication is one of the tools that we can use to unlock the doors of our blessings. And to open doors, there are two ways by which we can open doors. One, you can either break if you want to enter a house, there are two ways. There are more than two ways, but I want to talk about two ways. One, you can either break the door or you use the master key. You can break the door or you use the master key to open any door. at God as God the master key. You don't have to break the door for you to enter into your blessings. You don't have to break any door to enter into your prosperity, because the Almighty God, the God that we serve, as God the master key. And if we can just follow his master key, it will be easier for us to enter into our blessing. And when we do that, our life will be changed. Our life will be transformed. The way we communicate with others and the way we communicate with ourselves ultimately determine the quality of our lives. I don't have to define communication to us. We know what I believe everyone here, we know what communication is. For us to succeed in life, we need to learn how to communicate. And there are various ways of communication. You communicate with people, you communicate with yourself as well. And I'm not going to be going into all those details. And I've realized that people that succeed in life, there are two things they do. They communicate. And during the night vigil, again, Kay, who was giving us the message, asked people, people came out and he was trying to try to do a few exercises. And during that exercise, God spoke to me again when he mentioned communication. And I said, yes, this is what God wants us to listen to today. So communication is very, very important. Whatever we are passing through, whatever we have, whatever we are going to pass through in future, it is important we know how to communicate. People who succeed in life and those who have learned how to take any challenge that life gives them and communicate that experience to others knows how to do it very well. And they have done it fully. And from the scripture, the Bible says in the book of Psalm 34, verse 18, the Bible says, the Lord is near to those who are brokenhearted. Which means, even before you say anything, God is by your side. Before you say anything, God is by your side. And the Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, Proverbs 18, 21, the Bible says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Power, death, and life are in the power of the tongue. And what do we use our tongue to do? We use it to communicate. We use our tongue to communicate. Therefore, it is important for us to know how to communicate. We've said it over and over. You look at the politicians, the way they communicate, the way they make their case. And even if you don't want to vote for them, if they made their case in a wonderful way, they may change your mind. And as a parent as well, we have to be a great communicator, even to our children. And there are various ways by which people communicate. One, you can communicate through the word that we speak. We communicate through the word that we speak. There are other people that probably they cannot speak because of one problem or the other. You can communicate through sign language. Three, we can communicate through our body, and that's what we call body language. And four, we can communicate through artistic representation. That is when somebody will just look at something and just draw that impression. And that impression has got a lot of meaning. And when you begin to ask them, what does this mean? They will begin to tell you this is what it means, because they are trying to communicate, they are trying to pass a message to you or to somebody. But today, I'm not going to be talking about all these different kind of communication. I want to talk about the kind of communication we do to ourselves. Personal communication, what we say to ourselves, the kind of communication we make to ourselves. And when you communicate, when you say something, you should bear in mind that the Almighty God is there, is listening to what you are saying. Is there, is listening to what you are saying. And God is hearing you, is listening to you. Because when you communicate to me, you expect that I'm hearing you. Even if I behave as if I'm not hearing you, you will tap me. You say, I'm talking to you. But God, you don't need to tap God because he's always there. He's always listening to you. And the Bible gave us several examples. For example, in the book of Numbers chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. The Bible says the Israelites, they complain about lack of meat. They complain about lack of meat in the book of Numbers chapter 11. Now when the people complain, it displeases the Lord. For the Lord heard it. The Lord heard it. They were complaining to Moses. But the Bible says the Lord heard what they were saying. The Lord heard their complaint. So God knows your complaint. When you are speaking to yourself, whatever you are saying, whether you speak it loud or not, God is hearing you. God is listening to what you are saying. And that is one of the reasons it is important to be for us to master the way we communicate. Exodus chapter 16, again from verses 1 to 11, we will not have time to read it. But if we look at verse 4, verse 8, verse 9, and verse 11, the Bible says the Lord heard the complaint of the people of Israel. Let's just look at verse 4. And then the Lord said to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not. Verse 8. And Moses said, this shall be seen when the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening, and in the morning, bread to the full. For the Lord hears your complaint. For the Lord hears your complaint. Verse 9. Then Moses spoke to Aaron, say to all the congregation of the children of Israel, come before the Lord, for he has heard your complaint. Again, God heard their complaint. Then if you go to verse 11, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, I have heard the complaint of the children of Israel. So that tells us that whatever we say to ourselves, God hears us. He's hearing what we are saying. He's listening to us. And in the book of Numbers that we read, if we look at number 14, 27, and the Bible says there, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation? For who complain against me? I have heard the complaints which the children of Israel make against me. God is, when you speak, God always listens to us. And it's not about negative things that God hears. God also hears positive things as well. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1, it says, the hand of the Lord is not too short to deliver, nor his ear is too dull that he cannot hear you. So which means, whenever we say anything, God is listening to us. Then in the book of Daniel chapter 10 from verses 12, the Bible says, Daniel chapter 10 from verses 12 says, then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. I pray for somebody today that the God of heaven will come before you because of your word in Jesus' name. All the prayers you have been making, all the cries, all the tears, the Lord God of heaven who hears, we surface at the right time and bring an end to those cries in the mighty name of Jesus. The issue of Daniel here, we all know what happened. But God said, from the first day, God heard. From the first day of this year, when you started praying, God, open the door for me. Let this year be year of my open doors. God is saying, I have heard you. And I'm bringing to you my word. I'm going to perform it because I can hear what you have said. I've heard your cry. I have heard your tears. And so shall it be for us in Jesus' name. Amen. When we look at life, there are so many things. There are factors that affect the way we communicate. to ourselves. Why do you communicate to yourself? And I believe every one of us here, we've done it at one time or the other. You just wake up one day, just think to yourself, how will today look like? Nobody is with you in the house. Or you are just sleeping and you just think to yourself, why is this problem? Why is this trouble? Why is my business not going the way I want it? Why is my academic not going the way I want it? Why is my business, why is my ministry not working the way I want it? I believe we've done that several times. And there are so many reasons why we communicate to ourselves. And that's why I believe the communication we make to ourselves is very, 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 very important. I'm using the word very, 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 because they are really important. There are challenges. One is challenges of life. When we are faced with challenges of life, there's a tendency for us to wake up in the night and begin to talk to ourselves. And if we are not careful, people will think maybe there's something, or probably something is wrong with us. It's not that something is wrong with you, it's because of the challenges of life. And challenges of life could be in different ways. Financial problem, academic problem, unemployed, or even if you are employed, there are still challenges. Marital challenges. When we are faced with these challenges, there's a tendency for us to communicate wrong words. Sometimes we say some things because of these challenges, and we ask God, why God? Why? Why me? Why am I facing this problem? And in some cases, probably we have prayed, we've asked God, but yet things are not happening the way we want because of these challenges. The same thing happened to the people of Israelite in the book of Exodus chapter 16, verse 3. Exodus 16, 3. We've read it earlier. And the children of Israel said to them, oh, that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt. That is what their communication. They said, we had died in the wilderness. And sometimes I just ask myself, I've said it over and over here. I say, why am I even in the UK? Sometimes you just ask that question. Say, oh, Nigeria seems to be better than here. I don't know how many of us have asked that question before. And you think to yourself, why is it? What is it? And this is what these people were saying, that Egypt is better than where they were at that time. And they were asking, and they were telling God, it is better that we stay in Egypt and die there rather than to be in this wilderness. Because they thought, why? What was the problem? They said there, when we sat by the pot of meat and when we eat bread to the full. I just laughed to myself yesterday when I was reading this, because of food. They want to die in Egypt. Just because of food, not because of anything. And many of us, why we cry, why we mourn, why we complain, is not because of something that's so special. It's because of food, because of money, because of fame. That's some of the reason why we cry, why we talk to ourselves. These people, they wanted to die. These are negative words. And I pray for us that God will help us. Even when challenges of life comes our way, God will give us the right word to say in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says we will never say yesterday is better than today. And I declare for every one of us that our yesterday will never be better than today in the name of Jesus. Amen. No matter how your yesterday was, I pray that God of heaven, who owns today and who owns tomorrow, we make our tomorrow better than our yesterday in the mighty name of Jesus. Why do people commit suicide today? You see people, they said they commit suicide. We had it in this country. We know they said it happened in Nigeria. People just go to Lagoon, and the next thing they want to do is to jump into the ocean just to die. Why? Why? It's because of the challenges of life. challenges of life sometimes will make us to cry. And some people will even say, death is better than life. Or death is better than shame. That why should I be facing this problem? Some people, they are billionaire, they have a lot of money, but when things become, begins to turn the other way, they will say, well, it's like death is better than shame. Let me just go and kill myself. And they will go, they will kill themselves. I pray our own case will not get to that point where we will say death is better than shame. And I even believe that we will never have any shame in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the word of God promises us that our shame, God is going to take away. That's the promise of God for us. That is what God has planned for us. That is his purpose for us. And God will perfect it in the mighty name of Jesus. Before I stop, I will just make one point. I will mention another point, and we are going to round up. And next week, by God's grace, we are going to continue from there, from where we stopped. There are still more other points, but I'm just going to make this final one. And I want to talk about family experience. Family experience is another reason, is another factor why we communicate to ourselves. And as we were going through the Bible study in the last few days, talking about contagious Christian, and that we need to make it a practice what we have to do. We have to be intentional about what we do. And each time I get to work, thank God there's no lecture again, and it's just marking, and we can just walk up and down and just discuss with people. And I'll be discussing with a lot of our secretary, our administrators in the office, and we'll be having a good time with so many people. And I begin to realize that because of bad experience, family experience, people tend to believe and communicate things that are not right to themselves. Some because people does not normally live long in their family. And because of that, they will say, okay, maybe by the time they get to a certain age, they will also die. That is a negative confession. That is a negative statement, which we must not, as Christians, it must not come out of our mouth. No matter what has happened in your family in the past, the Bible says, our covenants with death, God's are annulled. So whatever has happened in your family in the past, that does not mean that must be transferred to you, because you are now a new creature. You have the life of Christ inside of you. You are a son of the Most High God. And because of that, you can go confidently to tell the enemy that, no, this has happened to my great-great-grandfather, but it is not my portion because I have the life of God inside of me. I was discussing with a lady of recent, and we were just discussing, and she said, I don't know why we got to that, and we got into family, marriage, and a lot of things. And I said it last Wednesday. In this country, people will say, oh, you cannot preach. And I said, it's a lie. I found out that it's even easy to preach in this country. It's very, very easy, because there are people who are looking for solutions. They don't know where the solution is, and they are really looking for a solution. And this lady we were discussing, and she said, I want to marry very soon. And do you know one thing? My boyfriend or my husband-to-be was saying that I'm afraid. I said, why? Why did he say that? He said that because he told me, he said, my great-grandfather, they divorced. My mother divorced. Everybody in our family, they divorced. And he was now saying that, what is the probability that you also, when that thing will not happen to you? And I said to her, I said, what do you tell him? One thing he said was that it is not fair that he should be saying that. I said, beyond that, what did you say? Just tell him, the next time he mentioned that to you, tell him that your grandparents, they are your grandparents. What happened to your mother is your mother. It's not going to happen to you. This is your marriage, and you are going to make it to work. go out and tell him that you are going to make it to work. Sometimes when we have bad experience, we always think, oh, because it has happened to somebody in our family, it must happen to us. It will never happen to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever negativity that has happened to your family, in the mighty name of Jesus, God will erase it in Jesus' name. As we close today, I want you to go with this assurance. Like I said, next week we are going to continue on this because there are solutions to that, to those things. I've got the solution, but time will not permit us to go through those things today. But next week, by the grace of God, we will finish this message as God will help us. But as we go today, I want you to begin to make positive confession. Begin to claim, begin to say the word of God. Begin to communicate to yourself what you believe God said about you. God has said about you. For example, you can tell yourself, I'm not going to die. I'm going to live to declare the glory of God. When the situation of life comes, you can tell yourself that in this situation, I'm not going to die. Because the Almighty God is there with me. Yesterday, we were reading from the book of Daniel. The Bible said they throw Daniel into the den of lion. And when Daniel got there, God sought the mouth of lion. And they cannot do anything to Daniel. Because the Almighty God was there with him. The fact that everybody is dying left and right does not mean that you and I will have to die. No. In fact, let's read something before we close. Sorry, I'm just taking a little bit of time. Isaiah 65, let's just read this thing to guarantee you that as you go this week, the hand of God is upon you. Isaiah 65, we are going to close with this. Isaiah 65, please. From verse 20. Isaiah 65 from verse 20. No more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days, for the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. He said, a child will die at 100 years old. That's what the scripture says. Go down. Go down. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyard and eat their fruits. Therefore, if you die young, if I die young, who will eat that fruit? Nobody will eat the fruit that I've labored for in the name of Jesus. The fruit that you have labored for, nobody will eat it in Jesus' name. You will eat the fruit of your hands. Either devil like it or not, you will eat the fruit of your hand in the name of Jesus. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyard and eat their fruit. Verse 22. They shall not build and another inhabit. That's the promise of God for you. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people. And my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. That is the promise of God for you. Next verse. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children for trouble. For they shall be the descendant of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. Next chapter, next verse. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are speaking, I will hear. Next verse. Let's just stop at that point. These are the promises of God for us as we go this week. You will not labor in vain in Jesus' name. The God of heaven will attend to our businesses, and the God will perfect everything that concerns us. Shall we rise on our feet as we just say the last, say this prayer? Just thank God that you are alive today. Say, Father, I thank you because I'm alive. Thank you because my life. Say something good to yourself. We've talked about the kind of communication we make to ourselves. Sometimes we say something, ha, mugbeo, ha, this and this. And we just begin to curse ourselves for no reason. We begin to say wrong things. I've said it over and over myself. So if I'm mentioning this thing and it's as if I'm talking to you, no, this is the message that God gave me. And when I saw the revelation, I tapped into it. And I think I've shared with my family sometimes ago. God gave me this word when I was going to China. On my way, I was reading a novel, and God was just speaking to me using this message. And as I was meditating on it, that the kind of communication we make to ourselves is not the right one. And sometimes that is the reason why things are not happening the way it should. Let's just talk to God this morning and say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever negative word, whatever negative statement I have made against myself in the past, Father, forgive me and let them be reversed in the name of Jesus. Maybe you have made some negative statement concerning your children in one way or the other, to your wife, to your, to even to yourself particularly. I want to say, God, today, let those negative words be revised by your power. Reverse them by the blood of Jesus. Let those negative words turn to positive for me in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, forgive me for lack, for my ignorance. Forgive me for my lack of understanding in making negative pronouncements concerning myself, concerning my wife, concerning my children. Father, please forgive me. Henceforth, I will begin to make positive confession. When you speak to yourself, you begin to say good things. You begin to say glorious things. You begin to say wonderful things. Oh, and finally, talk to God as you go this week. Begin to say something good to yourself. That, Lord, as I go this week, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, I will not die. I will live to declare your goodness in Jesus' name. No matter how hard it is, the Bible says, in time of famine, we are going to laugh. Say, tell God that, Lord, nothing will be difficult for me. In the mighty name of Jesus. This week, I will experience your power. I will experience your mighty hands in the name of Jesus. My family will experience you in a glorious way. Father, thank you. Begin to thank God. Begin to bless the name of God. Begin to worship God. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him because of what he has done for you and what he is going to do and the way he's going to help you this week in the name of Jesus. Those of us who are students, it doesn't really matter your situation at this moment. Your tomorrow will be better. Your tomorrow will be glorious. Your tomorrow will be wonderful because the God of heaven and earth is here with us. He will answer our prayers. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying.
Everlasting Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you because you said in your word that before we speak, you will answer. While we yet speak, you will hear. We thank you because, Lord, you have heard our prayers. Lord, as we've learned, oh God, even as we go forth, positive confessions will come from our mouth in the mighty name of Jesus. We will not die. We will live. We will live to declare your glory. We will live to declare your goodness in the land of the living in the mighty name of Jesus. Death will not be our portion. With long life, you will satisfy us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, your word says that you're a sun and a shield, that you give grace and glory, and that no good thing will you withhold from those who walk uprightly. Father, as we walk in your presence, O God, say nothing good will be withheld from us in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise, Father. Let testimonies abound even as we go into this new week. To you be all the glory. For we pray in Jesus' name. Shall we share the grace in fellowship? The grace of our Lord.